Masechta Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, Toysis de Ramaschel, Tiknu B'Yavne, HaToyv HaMeitiv. After the Gemara quoted the statement of Ramasna, that one of the things that are celebrated on Tu B'Av is the fact that the dead of Beitar were able to be buried, the Gemara quotes an additional statement of Ramasna, that on that very day that the dead of Beitar were buried, there were Masakin and Yavne, HaToyv HaMeitiv. And the double language, Hatov, Shelo Esrichu, that the bodies didn't rot, Vahametiv, Shenitna Lekvura, that they were able to be buried. So on that, Tosis comments, first of all, Tiknu Biyavna Atoy Vahametiv, Pirish Vibirch Samazon, that when the Gemara, which actually originally appears in Brachos and is cross-referenced here, quotes the statement of Rav Masna that they were Misakin and Yavne at that time, Atov HaMeitiv, that means in Birchas HaMazon. It's the fourth bracha after Bona Yerushalayim, which is the last of the Brachos Min HaTorah. As opposed to what? So as Tos is going to say in a moment, there are other areas in which we say Atov HaMeitiv, one of which is when you have additional wine that's served in the meal of a different type. Famously, we also say Atov HaMeitiv on good news that affects other people or purchases that affect other people. Earlier in Tainis, there's a bracha Atov HaMeitiv for a farmer on the first rains, at least after a drought, because of the fact that it both affects him and others, Atov HaMeitiv. So Tosfos is indicating that the original takana in Yavne was on Birchas HaMazon, implying that the other forms of Atov HaMeitiv were not necessarily ordained then. The Rosh in Masechta Brachos explains why the Chachamim saw fit to add it onto benching, presumably as opposed to Shmon Esrei, because benching is primarily Hodah, or expressing thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Shmon Esrei, which is primarily Bakasha, or pleading before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, he points out that it was juxtaposed to the Bracha Bonei Yerushalayim, because after the destruction of Beitar, in the language of the Rosh quoting the Rishalmi, Nigda'a Keren Yisrael, the pride of Israel, was totally smashed. It was an additional, so to speak, nail in the seeming coffin of Klal Yisrael's exile. After they had hoped that Bar Kokhba was going to be the Melech HaMashiach, and such a great massacre occurred in the days of Hadrian. So right after Bonei Yerushalayim, we praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Atov HaMeitiv, for never forgetting Klal Yisrael, even the exile, even the deepest dark times of the Golus, where so many Jews were massacred. But nonetheless, Hashem's Hashgacha was still manifest by the bodies not rotting and they're finally being able to be given over to burial. Tosfos can then continue to state, Umishem Hachi, and for that very reason, namely, the salvation of being able to bury the dead of Beitar. Tiknu Yoser alayayin hatov hametiv tfei mibishar dvorim. The Chachamim made a takana more so on wine to say hatov hametiv when you have a different kind of wine, more so than other things that one partakes of a different type of, such as, and the Rishonim discussed this in Masechta Psachim, Brachos as well, that let's say one partakes of a different kind of bread in the meal. So most of the Rishonim say that there's no Atov HaMeitiv. The Ran in Psachim quotes the Ravid saying that there is, but according to the majority opinion, that there's no Atov HaMeitiv on a change in bread. So why would wine be picked out to say Atov HaMeitiv on that? So Tos explained that that particular takana of Atov HaMeitiv on a shinu yayin, on a different kind of wine, was also related to this salvation of being able to bury the dead of Beitar. What is the link between the wine and the dead of Beitar? So Tos explained, Lefi shahayu kemo gader bekerem, because the bodies were as a fence in the vineyard, velo nisrichu, and they didn't rot. Since the bodies were piled around some kind of vineyard, and a vineyard, of course, is that which produces wine, so therefore the Chachamim saw it appropriate to make a Birchas HaShevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically concerning bountiful wine, because that also recalls the salvation that was connected to a Kerem, in the tragic sense that the bodies were utilized by the Romans, who massacred all the people in Beitar as makeshift fences for a vineyard. The source for this idea, although there's a version of it in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which is cross-referenced by Rashi, but the specific concept of the fact that the bodies were like a goder appears in the Yerushalmi in the parallel sugya here in the fourth parak, Halacha Zayin. The Rosh in Masechta Brachos, in quoting Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi, in answer to the question of why we only say Atova Meitev on a Shinu Yayin and not on a Shinu Lechem, gives several answers, some of which have nothing to do with the Haruge Beitar, focusing on the uniqueness of wine, that wine is not only satisfying, which bread also does, but it's also mesameach, it also gladdens. Then he quotes an idea that we say shira on wine, and an idea that wine is koveh bracha b'fnei atzma, which the Mefarshim on the Rosh explained to mean that we oftentimes recite brachos on wine. Perhaps you could have interpreted it somewhat differently, that's koveh bracha b'fnei atzma, that you recite a bracha of bar pri gafen when you drink wine in the middle of a meal, and that's unlike other foods. Then the Rosh quotes a fourth reason, which is similar to Tosis's idea, that the reason why the Chacham ordained the special bracha of Atov Meitav on wine is because of its connection to the Ruge Beitar. Tosis focuses on the fact that the bodies were made as a fence around a great vineyard that the Romans had in the area of Beitar, and the Rosh points out that the color of wine is red, similar to the blood that was spilled of the Haruge Beitar, which the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that we referenced earlier, says morbidly was used to fertilize the vineyard for 7 whole years. What emerges then, according to Tosfos, as well as the parallel Rosh and Brochus, according to that reason, is that the Takana of Atova Meitiv that Rav Masna is referring to is the fourth bracha of Birch Samazon, of Atov HaMeitiv. And that's the context in which the Gemara Brachas brings it up. But what Tosis and the Rosh are both saying is there's an additional application of this bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, a shorter version of it. In the benching, you say a longer version of it. But that the shorter version of Atov HaMeitiv on wine also, at least according to one reason in the Rosh, and the only reason given by Tosis here, that also had some kind of linkage to the Haruge Beitar. It's quite possible that according to Tosis, the other forms of Atova Meitiv, such as we mentioned earlier, good news that affects other people, or rain that affects other people, had nothing to do with Haruge Beitar. It's interesting that the Avodrom, in his commentary on Birchas HaMazon, seems to say that all of the forms of Atova Meitiv, both the one in benching and the one on wine, and the one on good news and on rain, they were all ordained at that very moment that the Haruge Beitar were able to be buried. The Gemara pointed out another sixth reason why Tu B'Av is celebrated, because then they stopped chopping wood for the purpose of burning the fires on the Mizbeach. Why did they stop then? So the Gemara spells it out to some extent, and Rashi and Tosis elaborate more, that the 15th of Av is toward the end of the summer, when the sun's power is getting weaker and weaker, and as a result of that, the wood is not as dry, and since it's not as dry, it's more moist, so it attracts the worms more, and wood that has worms in it is pasul l'mizbeach. The Diri Maschil of Tosfos, Yom Tvar Magal, the nickname of the day, as pointed out by Rav Menashe in the Gemara, Rashi explains, is the day of the breaking of the axe, meaning not necessarily literally they broke the axe, but the day that they no longer had to use the axe because they weren't cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. So Rashi quotes all of that and tells it just adds a little bit, but first goes through the original steps that are quoted by the Gemara and the Rashi as well. Yom Tvar Magal, Pirish, Seitosvis, Shemonin, Milichros, Eitzim, Lamarocha, because then they stopped cutting wood for the arrangement of wood on the Mizbeach. Pirish, meaning, why did they do that? Mishum shecholash kocha shelchama, because the strength of the sun gets weaker. It's a little difficult why Tosis has to say Pirish. The Gemara says that explicitly. Maybe didn't have that gears in the Gemara. Umagadlan ataloyim bilonos, and as a result of that, the worms are attracted to the wood in the trees. The eitzim etaloyim sulam lamarocha, and wormy wood is disqualified for the arrangement of the fire on the mizbeach. Kidam of Midos has said in Midos. Up to that point, Rashi also quoted. Now Tosis just quotes that Mishnah. The context there in Masechta Midos, Shakohanim, Bale Mumin, Hey Menachrim Ha'etzim, Umesirin Ha'etzim Etoloyim, that the Kohanim who had Mumim that weren't able to actually serve in the Mikdash, but they still did secondary jobs, so they would be the ones to literally poke the wood and separate out the wood, Umesirin Ha'etzim Etoloyim, and to remove the wood that was wormy, Shepsulot Lamarocha, that were puzzle for the arrangement of fire on the Mizbeach. Again, most of what Tosis quotes is either quoted by the Gemara Rashi, but then he adds that point about the Bali Mumin were the ones who were appointed to remove the wood. Tos de Rimaschel de Lomosif Yosef. The Gemara, as an addendum to the idea of the 15th of Av being a day in which they stop cutting wood from the Mizbeach, points out that since it's toward the end of the summer, so that also means that the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer, which presumably is also connected to the fact that the sun was getting weaker and therefore not totally drying out the wood. And since the nights are getting longer and people work during the day and typically not at night, so it's an opportunity to increase one's Torah learning. And that's what the Gemara has the expression, Mikan ve'elech, the Mosif Yosef, one who adds to his Torah learning, they will add years to his life. With the low Mosif, and one who does not add to his Torah learning, Chas v'shalom, Ye Osef. Which, as we shall see in the next Tosfos, refers to Chalila passing away at an earlier age. So, Tosfos here, acting like a Rashi, explains those words, the lo mosif hi osef, pirish meaning, oso she'ena mosif men halelos, he who does not add time of those longer nights to Torah study, al hayamim, on the days, in which hopefully he's also learning Torah, but even more at night now that the nights are longer, ye osef, he will be gathered in from this world before his time. The next dose is, di b'maschel ma'i osef, tik b'rei imei, as we shall see, actually changes the girsa from Yosef to Yosef. The Gemara continues to quote the statement of Rav Yosef that runs as follows. Ma'i Yosef, what is meant by that word Yosef? Amar Rav Yosef says, Tikbre ime, that his mother will bury him, which is a reference to the idea, as Rashi explains, that Chalila, the person, is in danger of dying before his time, while his mother is still alive. So on this, Tosus comments, when the Gemara asks, Ma'i Yosef, and on that Rav Yosef comments, Tikbre ime, Tema, it's a wonder, V'chi haya misupak Ma'i Yosef, did the Gemara have any doubt such that we needed Rav Yosef to elucidate what Yosef means? As Tos is going to quote in a moment, it says a few times in Chumash, Ma'i Yosef Elamav, which is a reference to dying, that he's, so to speak, gathered in from this world to the next world, to Gan Eden. So that's what Tosus says, that it doesn't appear to him that the Girsa should be Yosef, because they wouldn't be in doubt as to what that word meant. Ella, Nira, Lomar, Tosus continue, it appears to be Gores in our Gemara, the Lomosif Yosef. Not Yosef, but Yosef, which is actually the Girsa that we have in Pirkei Avos, in the famous parallel statement of Hillel. The one who does not add to his learning is Yosef. Not Yud Aleph Samach Pei, but Yud Samach Yud Pei. And that's why, Umiha, we have an artosis, which is typically translated as at any rate or at least, but it doesn't seem to fit in here, so the Bach changes it to Umishum Hachi. Apparently it was an abbreviation, Vav Mem Hei, with quotes in between the Mem and the Hei, and supposed to be expanded as Umishum Hachi. And because of that reason, meaning that the Girsa was Yosef, which is not such a clear word, Kaboi Gemara, the Gemara then asked, Ma Yosef, what does that word mean? And the Gemara answers, it also means similar to the word Yosef, that it'll be gathered in before his time. Avala Olam have a yada, but it certainly did know, the Yosef, that word Yosef, with the Aleph, Hu Lash and Misa, is a language of dying, Kedachsiv, Vayigva, Vayosef, Alamov, as an example, and expired and was gathered onto his nation, a reference to Yaakov Avinu's Petira. The last Tosis, Diri Maschel Kol Echad Ve'Echad, is really just a quote of the Gemara. Tosis doesn't add to it, and presumably he quoted this to end B'dover Tov. The previous Tosis was about death. So Tosis quotes the Gemara, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'etzbo. Each tzaddik points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, with his fingers. Shenemar Hinei Elokeinu Zeh. Behold is our God, Kivinu Lo V'Gomer. The Gemara quoting the whole pasuk, Kivinu Lo. The Oshienu, we have longed toward him, and he will save us. Ze Hashem kivinu lo, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam that we have longed for. Nagila v'nismecha b'Yeshuaso, that Tosus continues to quote that pasuk. Let us rejoice and be happy with his salvation. This is a pasuk, as they point out on the margin, from Yeshayahu Chavei. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in the context of Rabbi Elazar's statement that Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos mechol atzadikim v'hu yoshev b'neihem b'gan Eden, that Hashem is going to make some kind of circle for the righteous and he will be among them, presumably in the center, so to speak, in the heavenly Garden of Eden, v'chol echad v'echad ma'ara be'etzbo, and everyone will point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the language of Hinei Elokeinu Zeh, as Rashi quotes a few times in Chumash, that Zeh always implies pointing to. The Gemara quotes this idea of the Machol as an extension of the idea of the Machol, the dance that the Benos Yisrael used to do in the context of trying to find Shiduchim. So just to expand a little bit on the Gemara, Tosfos just quoting the Gemara, Dvar Torah I heard many, many years ago in the name of Rabbi Leibel Eger. I tracked it down. It appears in his sefer called Torah Emes that he actually quotes in the name of his grandfather, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Background about Rabbi Leibel Eger's life helps provide an insight as to the backdrop that this Dvar Torah was said concerning. Within loyal Jews to Torah mitzvos, a lot of them have different mahalchim in Avodas Hashem, different approaches. There are chassidim, there are misnagdim. Within misnagdim, there are sub-approaches. Within chassidim, there are sub-approaches. There are those who are kulei Torah, that are fully given over to what sometimes is known as a kola lifestyle. There are those who combine working and learning, different approaches in Avodas Hashem, all hopefully loyal to Tariq mitzvos, but nonetheless, very different approaches. Sometimes, at first glance at least, one not going beneath the surface would seem diametrically opposed. Indeed, Rabbi Leibel Eger himself, grandson of Akiva Eger, famous Gaon from the more, even though he was from Germany, but to use the term, from the more Lithuanian-style tradition of the Vilna Gaon, his Talmidim, as well as his son, Shlomo Eger, a classic non-Hasidic Talmud Chacham. But the grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Leib, became attached to Kotzker Hasidus, became a follower of the Kotzker Rebbe, and he became a Chassid, and that was not without tension in the family. Apparently his father was more upset, and the grandfather remained more connected to his grandson, even though was not himself a Chassid. So one could appreciate what this Dvar Torah that Rabbi Leibel Eger says in light of his own personal life. He points out that when you have people dancing in a circle, so let's just take 2 points, elaborating a bit on his Dvar Torah, which I checked up inside. It doesn't say all these words, but that seems to be where he's headed. Let's say the circle is going counterclockwise. So the top of the circle is going toward the left. In mathematics, that's called the direction of the tangent to the circle. And the point at the bottom of the circle is going to the right in the tangent of that point. So in a circle, it could very much appear that people are going in opposite directions. But nonetheless, as we know, a circle is all directed toward the middle. In science, that's also true. Centripetal force. So this concept that L'Osid Lavo in Gan Eden, all the tzaddikim surround the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a circle, and they're all pointing to the same Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lo, is indicative of the fact that in this world, sometimes a world of confusion, where people are serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it seems, from the perspective of one flavor of Avodas Hashem, that the other flavor of Avodas Hashem is exactly the opposite, going in opposite directions, almost as if it's kind of like a different religion. And at the end of days, people will realize that as long as they're all loyal to the Tariq Mitzvah Satorah with their perspective toward a Kodesh Baruch Hu, they're all part of one Klal Yisrael, part of the diverse 12 Shvatim, but all connected to the same Inyani Kedusha and the great revelation of Torah that Hashem has given to us to allow us to connect to His infinity. And with this, we finish what for me was a years-long project of elucidating the Tosfos and Masechta Tainis, as well as some of the Tosfos and other Masechtas, Megillah and Sukkah, which I didn't get a chance to finish yet. Maybe B'chasad Hashem I will at some point, B'li Neder. And to pronounce a very joyous B'li Neder, Hadron Aloch, Masechta Tainis, and the Holy Perushim of Rashi and Tosfos, Daita Chalon, Masechta Tainis, Daita Aloch.